Pope Benedict XVI announced on Sunday that a year of faith will be observed from October 11, 2012 until November 24, 2013. On Monday, an apostolic letter, motu proprio, entitled Porta Fidei, was issued, giving some of the reasons for this endeavor, as Charles Collins reports.
October 11th is the 50th anniversary of the opening of the Second Vatican Council, as well as the 20th anniversary of the publication of the Catechism of the Catholic Church. October 2012 is also when the General Assembly of the Synod of Bishops meets on the theme, The New Evangelization for the Transmission of the Christian Faith. This convergence of events, Pope Benedict writes, will be a good opportunity to usher in a time of particular reflection and rediscovery of the faith. In his new apostolic letter, Porta Fidei, the Pope says Christians seeing the faith as a self-evident presupposition for life in society can no longer be taken for granted, and a profound crisis of faith has affected many people. The Holy Father says this year of faith is a summons to an authentic and renewed conversion to the Lord, the one Savior of the world. He says there is a need for stronger ecclesial commitment to the new evangelization in order to rediscover the joy of believing and the enthusiasm for communicating the faith. Pope Benedict says the aim of the year is threefold. First, to arouse in every believer the aspiration to profess the faith in fullness and with renewed conviction. Second, it will be a good opportunity to intensify the celebration of the faith in the liturgy, especially in the Eucharist. At the same time, he prays believers' witness of life may grow in credibility. As the Church plans ahead for the coming year of faith, the Holy Father holds up the Catechism of the Catholic Church as a precious and indispensable tool which contains the wealth of the teaching the Church has received, safeguarded, and proposed in her 2,000 years of history. Pope Benedict has invited the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith to draw up a note, providing help for the Church and individual believers to live the year of faith in the most effective and appropriate ways. I'm Charles Collins.